Senate Bill 1090 is a bill that I introduced on behalf of the Timothy J. Piazza and his family. Timothy was died in a hazing incident on the campus of Penn State University last spring. In reviewing the case, one of the issues that the current prosecutors are having difficulty with is matching up the incident with the accountability of those who were involved. Currently, in today's law, all hazing violations of our anti-hazing law are M3s. And so whether it's a very minor incident or whether it's a much more significant incident, as was this case, which led to a student dying, the prosecutors are only handled with M3, and they have to look outside anti-hazing to try to find maybe other appropriate charges. And so the bill here does a couple things. First, it allows a lot more flexibility for prosecutors. They can charge anywhere from a summary offense, if it's a very minor case that they feel is deemed punishable but not very significant, all the way up to a felony charge if it is someone if it's an incident that leads to significant bodily harm or, in this case, death. It also, for the first time, adds institutional and organizational hazing. Working with the higher education institutions, one of their frustrations has been, particularly at Penn State, is they've taken a strong stand against hazing, and they've actually suspended some fraternities who've actually gone into hazing after this Piazza case, which is hard to imagine. They're still doing hazing issues. They've suspended their charters on campus, but the national organization has still allowed them to operate independently. They're not taking the tough stand that they need to take. And so this bill would allow for forfeiture, if deemed appropriate, of organizations and fines for institutions if, again, are neglectful in putting their proper policies together to make sure that hazing is not allowable on their campuses or within their organizations. In this process, we met with not only Penn State, but Pitt and Temple, the state system, the private colleges, all and got their input and all are supportive. It also adds some informational process for students and parents at the history of these organizations, whether they have a history of hazing, that parents before a student would join an organization, they would see that. It would have to be on the websites of these universities to know whether this is a history in their organizations, therefore they may not want to join it because of that. And finally, it adds a safe harbor provision. One of the problems in this case is even though this young man was in distress, nobody called. Nobody called 911, where a lot of times people are fearful to call 911 because they don't want to get in trouble themselves. And that was something my local law enforcement came to me on. And so this safe harbor provision would only apply to the hazing and underage drinking, but it would inspire people to call if someone's in distress, which is obviously the most important thing we want to accomplish is get whoever's in distress to medical care. So this bill would add some teeth, deterrence to the anti-hazing law we have here in Pennsylvania. And I think, again, allowing the flexibility of prosecutors to match up the incident with an appropriate charge if they deem necessary.